Joaquin Rodrigo's Concierto de Aranjuez. Petrit Siku was the guitarist with the Buffalo Philharmonic, conducted by Joanne Folletta. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. In addition to this radio program, Classical Guitar Alive also has a music and medicine program, which presents classical music performances in hospitals and hospices. Dr. Robert Fine is a physician of supportive and palliative care at Baylor University Medical Center in Dallas, Texas, and he spoke about the benefits of music in healthcare.
There are both individual studies, but I think more importantly, there have been a couple of what we might call meta-analyses, where a researcher takes a lot of small studies, and these meta-analyses also show significant benefits to music interventions, to the playing of music, to the integration of music into more traditional, let's say, pharmacologic care. So we know that music can reduce anxiety. We know that music can improve depression. We know that music can decrease agitation. We know that music can help lessen pain. When we started bringing this program to the hospital and I started talking to doctors, I said, you should call and ask for a music consult. They kind of look at me quizzically. I said, look, I can't promise you it will help, but it will probably help and it will have no side effects. None. Maybe if the musician's out of key, I don't know. But no side effects. I said, look, if you call me as a palliativist and I prescribe any given drug to help treat the anxiety or the depression or the agitation, there's a finite measurable risk of side effect, and I can't tell you if the patient's going to get that side effect until we try the drug. Yeah, if I knew they were going to get the side effect, I wouldn't give them the drug, right? But we can't know that in advance. But if we call in music, or for that matter, any type of complementary therapy, we can at least say we can guarantee you no side effects.
Dr. Robert Fine of Baylor University Medical Center in Dallas, Texas, from Classical Guitar Alive's public television series on music and medicine. You can watch all of these on our website, guitaralive.org. This is Fratres by Arvo Pärt.
Thank you.
Victor Pablo Perez conducting the Galicia Symphony Orchestra with guitarist Manuel Barueco in Fratres by Arvo Pärt. This is Catalunya by Isaac Albéniz, performed by saxophonist Chica Inoue and guitarist Scott Morris. Chica Inoue and Scott Morris performing Catalunya by Isaac Albéniz. We'll close this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive with a piece titled Água e Vinho by Brazilian composer Egberto Gismonti. Thank you. Closing this week's edition of Classico Guitar Alive, we've just heard the EOS Guitar Quartet and Musikkollegium Winterthur, conducted by Leo Brauer, in a piece titled Agua y Vino by Egberto Gismonti. You've been listening to Classical Guitar Alive. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Augustine Foundation and the Kadosky Family Fund, and Charles and Taco Parker, and by Augustine Strings, makers of classical guitar strings since 1947. And thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Classical Guitar Alive is a nonprofit organization based in Austin, Texas. Music by pluck-stringed instruments like the guitar, the harp, and the ancient lyre have been used in healing for over 3,000 years. That's why our mission is to bring this music to the widest possible audience. Our music and medicine program brings live classical guitar music to hospitals and hospices and is supported in part by a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. If you'd like more information about our work, you can visit our website, classicalguitaralive.org, and listen online anytime. I'm Tony Morris. Thanks for listening, and please join me again next week for another edition of Classical Guitar Alive.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU's community radio station, broadcasting live from Burnaby, BC.
With 1.5 million Canadians identifying as blind or having low vision, what will the future look like as we move to a world where using our eyes for screen time is at an all-time high? The BC Yukon Division of the Canadian Council of the Blind, or CCB, is a group run by the blind for the blind, where sports and recreation, technology training, and peer support are just a few of what they offer. To find out more, visit ccbbcyukon.com.